Okay, let's pick it up from take a look at the Gemara again about Maaseh Sheni. We'll start from there. Work outward. So the Mishnah said, "Ochel Maaseh Sheni Bishlayim is Potter." The Mishnah had a few things. Ochel B'chabur is Mitzvah. The Mishnah said, "Ochel B'Yirbei Chaydesh." So Chabur is Mitzvah. Rashi said, "There's a Sudas Mitzvah." And the Yirbei Chaydesh we talked about in the previous Sukkah. In the previous sugya. Now we have Ochel Maaseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Kevin Dechi Urchi L'Dachol V'Dachol Lo Yimimshuch. Very cryptic. So what does Rashi say? Ochel Maaseh Sheni. Dr. Rashi, Gonna be Mois Maaseh Sheni V'Kon of Osir V'Yayim V'Ochel. Actually, the case is that he stole money of Maaseh Sheni and then he went and he bought Osir V'Yayim. And that Osir V'Yayim becomes Maaseh Sheni, presumably, because that's the halacha, the Maaseh Maaseh Sheni, could be Mechal Lefdusha and Paris. The ego and a boss of Yayin Atzmoy, the case can't be, says Rashi, that he stole boss of Yayin and Maaseh Sheni. I mean, I don't know how you could have boss of Maaseh Sheni altogether. But let's say Yayin, the boss is Yuladak, but there's no possibility that the boss was Maaseh Sheni. There's no such thing as boss of Maaseh Sheni, unless you. No, I guess it could happen. No, the father had Moshe Maaseh Sheni, and the father bought Bosser. Now that Bosser became Maaseh Sheni, and then the son stole the Bosser. So you could have a case. So, but Rashi said that can't be the case, that he stole the Bosser of the guy. He got the Bosser of the guy, and Atzmoy, I feel the Chulunami loy. Then there's no Chiyav altogether of Bosser of Bensar and Marek. Like the Gemara says, Rashi, Yikuch Bosser of Bezel V'yoychal, V'yayim Bezel V'yishter. The Gemara says, we had earlier the Gemara, that he has to steal money and buy Bosser Bezel. Later on, we'll see in the Gemara and the next Amud. The Gemara says such a case that it can't be that he stole the food. The Gemara talks about the Kodam Mishal Ima. There's a sheep in the Gemara, there's a Tana who holds that the Tana in the next Mishnah holds, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that he has to be Kodam Mishal Ima. Mishal Ovav and Mishal Ima. So the Gemara says, how do you have a case of Kodam Mishal Ima? Normally the mother doesn't have any money. So the Gemara says, so one of the truths the Gemara must say is, well, maybe there was a Suda Mukhenis Lima. They were sitting down to supper and he went and he stole the mother and the father's portion. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be because you have to actually eat in the boss of Bezel. You have to steal money and buy food. You can't just steal the food. So the Gemara that in the halacha of boss of Bezel is implicit that you can't just steal the food. You have to steal the money. So therefore, says Rashi, the case of here must be that he stole the money and bought the food. So he stole money of Maaseh Sheni and he bought the food and the food became Maaseh Sheni. Dechi urche, says Rashi, gederech mitzvasi, never broken was yayin of a sheikh of Maaseh Sheni. If that Rashi needs a hez, we'll come back to that Rashi. So first of all, some technical questions here. Rashi says the case is that he stole money of Maaseh Sheni. With the money of Maaseh Sheni, he bought Bosser V'Yayin, and now the Bosser V'Yayin presumably becomes Maaseh Sheni. Why didn't Rashi learn that he stole Mois of Chulin? And he went and he bought somebody who's Maaseh Sheni. Just don't understand what's going on in Rashi. I said the case that he stole Mois and Maaseh Sheni. Why can't the case be he stole ordinary Mois? And then he went to somebody who happened to have Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, and he bought his Maaseh Sheni off of him. So the Stamas of the Pshat is Poshut. That Rashi can't say, because we paskin Maaseh Sheni is Mamun Gavaya, Machlekes Tanoim. We paskin Maaseh Sheni is Mamun Gavaya. The Bayim just have a Schus Achilo, but Be'etzim it's Mamun Gavaya, and therefore the halacha is that Maaseh Sheni cannot be sold. You can't sell Maaseh Sheni because it doesn't really belong to you. It's Mamun Gavaya. You have a Schus Achilo. So therefore, the case can't be that he just stole Chulin the money and he bought the Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni is not Nitin L'Mechir. Hagam, for the Rambam, there is a case. The Rambam holds that even though you can't sell Maaseh Sheni, but if you have Tevel, so the Rambam holds you could sell the Tevel, and the person who buys the Tevel is then Mafish Maaseh Sheni, then it's his Maaseh Sheni. I mean, it's his. He has the Achilah. Because you can't buy Maaseh Sheni, but there are modes you could buy Tevel that's Tevel for Maaseh Sheni. So it makes the KMC say that's a Chiddush. Well, if you're the Rami, you could have a case. The fellow stole ordinary money, went and he bought Tevel, and he was mafresh Maisa Sheni from it. Now he has Maisa Sheni, and then he went and he ate that Maisa Sheni Bishalai. You know, it's a Ben Sayyid Mera stole from his father ordinary money, and he went and he bought Tevel. From the Tevel, he was mafresh Maisa, he was mafresh the Maisa Sheni. So the Chorah, that would be a case. Different than Rashi's case. That would be a case. Now you have Ben Sayyid Mera was eating Maisa Sheni Bishalai. Yeah, so maybe Rashi doesn't hold from that. Maybe Rashi holds that you can't buy the when you have Tevel. Maybe Rashi holds that the Maisa Sheni Shavua you can't buy either. That also not even the Mechir. Al Kaponim. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. He stole Moshe and Maisa Sheni, then he went and he was Mechalot. So then there's a Shiloh. How's the Mechir Mechalot? It's not his money. He stole his father's money. He stole Moshe and Maisa Sheni. Really, whatever it is, he stole money. Moiz Mashasheni. He takes that money and now he buys Bosser V'Yayin. Has the mechira chal? It's not his money.
This is a question in general, not just
by myself. No, so you could say yes. Maybe it's a question in general. Every Ben Sayyid Mer who steals money has the mechira chal. But every Ben Sayyid Mer doesn't bother so much. Maybe the first Taka not chal. That's that loch. He took the father's money. He stole from the father, and with that money he went and he bought food. You bought Bosser V'Yayin, so maybe technically the Mechir is not Chav, but Ahochi Chayiv V'Rechmon, the Torah says you're Chayiv anyway. He took his father's money, he used that money to get Bosser V'Yayin, maybe the Mechir is not Chav, technically. So what? With that money, got Bosser V'Yayin, and from that he's Chayiv. But here that's not going to work. Here, in order to be called Achilas Mitzvah, the Mechir has to be Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Mechir has to be Chav. How can the Mechir be Chav if not his money? So Luchari, you have to say that it's talking about after Yush. And the Mechir is Chal with Yush and Shini Rishus. Like the Gemara says that after Yush you can be Makdash. And if you stole the Behema, after Yush you could be Makdash the Behema. And the Gemara says even if Yush is not paying it by itself, but it's Yush and Shini Rishus. Because the Hektish is Shini Rishus. Even though how does it pull itself up by its own bootstraps? The Hektish is Chal, Midin Yush and Shini Rishus. Without the Hektish is the Shini Rishus. Right? That's Sukkis in Meruba. That's somehow is Chal, is able to be Chal. Through the Hektish, through the Shini Rishus, the Hektish is Chal, and therefore he's able to be Makdish. So Al Derech's over here, it's after Yush, and now when he sells it, there's a Yish and Shini Rishus, and with the Yish and Shini Rishus, he's claiming the money, and he's able to sell the money, and to give away, to use the money to buy Bosser V'Yayin. Yeah.
Theoretically,
help every other week. It could help every other case too, except that then we would be limiting Mitzvah and Mer to L'Acha Yush. I don't think ordinarily we have to do it. But this particular case in Maisa Sheni, we're going to have to limit it to a case where it's L'Acha Yush. What?
The
Kedusha
of
Maisa Sheni
still be part of the
models
after the
Yish of the Mahos? No, once, yeah, the Mahos will still have Kedusha, but the Mahos will still have Kedusha. It's not so Pashut though, there's a Chiddush here, it's not so Pashut that Yush could help a Mamon Gavaya. So Maisa Sheni is fundamentally Mamon Gavaya. So if it's fundamentally Mamon Gavaya, what do I care that the Baalim Rami? The Baalim only have a Zchus Achil in the Mois. In the Mois Maisa Sheni. So the Chayr, what do I care the Baalim Rami Yayish? But the real Baalim here is Mamon Gavaya. The Baalim just have a Zchus Achil. So how does the Baalim's Yish? How is the Baalim's Yish even meaningful? It's not the Baalim to be Miyayish. It's Mamon Gavaya. Yeah.
Plus, after Yish, it wouldn't be stolen money.
No, but there has to be a Yush. The Bailam and Miyayish, and when the Bailam and Miyayish, so with Yush, Yush could be, we Paskin is not going. You have to have Yush and Shin Yushus. But we're saying that the Yush was enough, that a guy in the Techveis Kinyonic David will use those languages. Well, no. The Yush is Chal enough that the guy is then cognate enough that he can sell it, and it'll be a Yush and a Shin Yushus, and with that, the Mechir will be Chal. I'll directly have in by all neighbors. But here it's not so pressured that the Yush is meaningful at all. Who's Miyayish? Ordinarily a Bailim or Miyayish. Over here, the Bailim are not a Bailim because it's Mamon Gavaya. I mean, Hektish not Miyayish. The Bailim are Miyayish. The Bailim are not a Bailim. The Bailim just have a Zchus Achila. Mechatesi can be Miyayish from such a thing. Yeah, so I'm not going to go into this. This is really more of a commentary because I'll just send you Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and this Nekudah is Marechala. He has a long Rav Yechus about this Nekudah. How is the Yush Chal over here if it's Mamon Gavaya? It means Rav Chaim that Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavaya doesn't mean that he's not a Bailam. It means he's only a Bailam on the Achila. It's a whole Erichus. I'll send you over there if you're curious. He has he's Marif in this point. I want to focus more on something else. More on the to over here in Sanhedrin. Okay, technical problems. How is the Mechir Chal? How is the Mechir Chal? We pshuta with the Yush and Shin Rishus, and how is the Yush Chal? So Ayin Shom. the Arichas Lar. Kamer, so in the stress, it's Kashas and Rashi. The Gemara itself and Nashe, we can learn like the Rambam. He bought Tevel. He stole Moise of Kulun and he bought Tevel. And he was Mafish to Maisha Sheni. That would be Oifim Pashut to learn the Gemara. Rashi learns he stole Moise of Maisha Sheni. And then with the Moise of Maisha Sheni, he went and he bought Vosev Ayayin. So in Rashi, we have this Mokamun. How is such a Mechir Echal? Alright, so Ayin Shom the Timson Achas, like I said. Shmuel has a big Arichas. The Lechemishne asks, Sam Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara said the reason why he's potter is because Kevin the Ki Urcha Koachal. So Lechemishne says, what do you need it for? What does it even mean? The Gemara states, an Achilles Mitzvah. The din is an Achilles Mitzvah is potter. That's what Ram says, an Achilles Mitzvah is potter. Achilles Maisha Sheni presumably is an Achilles Mitzvah. So that's it. It's potter. Achilles Mitzvah is potter. What is number one? Kevin the Ki, what does it even mean? What does it mean? What does he want? What does Gemara want? Kevin the Urcha Koachal. So the Chamishna says upshat that really Achilles Maisha Sheni is only a mitzvah for the Bailam. And here he's not a Bailam. So by him it's not a mitzvah. But it's a derech mitzvah. It's Kevin Shiruchi means it's sort of like a mitzvah. It's kederech achiasiyas mitzvah. Even though it's not mamash akim a mitzvah because he's not really the Bailam. He doesn't really have the mitzvah. But it's kiurche. It's the way people eat Maisha Sheni, so it feels like a mitzvah. So it's a very low mitzvah. Then he asks in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam says that it is a mitzvah. So that's the Lechem Mishnah. But he has an Eitzah. Not so poshut that he's not a Bailam. If you learn like Rashi, that the case is that he stole Moise and Maisha Sheni, or however you learn about him, he stole Moise and Maisha Sheni. The Moise and Maisha Sheni, let's say it was kind of a Yush, presumably it was kind of a Yush, or the Yush and Shinri Shos. So now it became his money. It became his money, and now he bought Paris. So Chari is a Bailam. That's some of you mechalik. It's not his money. It's his money, Lagabe, that the mechir, that he's able to sell it. In Mamaris, it's his money. But in the Dini Maisa Sheni, he's not really the Bailam. So maybe he's not called the Bailam for Maisa Sheni. So yes, Lo Nevadover. That's what Pashut this Lechem Mishnah. Why is he not a Bailam? If he was Hakakain with Yish and Shinrishos, maybe he is a Bailam. Well, that's sort of a Mamarishuk problem. If you're going to sell, tell me that he's not a Bailum because he's not able to be Zeichon the Schus Achilo in the Dinei Achilo. So how's he Zeichon anything? All the Bailum have is Dinei is the Schus Achilo. So Manashach, either he's Zeichon the Schus Achilo, so then he is a Bailum. And if he's not Zeichon the Schus Achilo, then he has nothing. So how could he sell it? I don't know, there's sort of a clash over here. Also, we're getting back into that quicksand about, how's the Mechir over here in Chav. But the last Lechem Mishnah is Eisa. But Kiurcha means that he's not really the Bailum. Since it's stolen money, he's not really the Bailam, but it looks like an Achila of Maisa Sheni. Again, the Lashon Mishnah is Ochla Maisa Sheni. It means, yes, somebody else is Maisa Sheni. That Rosh Hashanah Rizovsky in the Shiur, he wants to say it, so what a strange word. He wants to say that maybe Lo'ilam Lechir is not an Achal. Lechir is not Chal, and it's really not Maisa Sheni. But since he bought it with Maisa Sheni, it's really not a good Mechir either. But since it looks like he bought it with Maisa Sheni, so it looks like an Achilles Mitzvah. That's what it means, Yurcha Ka'achal. He ate it the way people eat Maisa Sheni, meaning he took Maisa Sheni, he bought this boss of AI. It's not really Maisa Sheni, because the Mechir is not really Chal, it's not really his, but it looks like, Yurcha Ka'achal, so it looks like. That's what Shmuel is asking. I don't know what they want. The Maisa Rashi addresses the problem. We need to figure out what Rashi says, but Rashi the Maisa addresses the problem. What's Pshat and the Gemara came with the Yurcha Ka'achal? Rashi, I don't know why they don't quote this Rashi. There is a Rashi about this. The Rashi needs a Hesper, but Rashi, on the Dibur Maskel, Dichi Urche, says Rashi, Kederech Mitzvosai, Nemer Babokar Batsoinu Vayayin, Ubashenche, Bemaisa Sheni. So what's Rashi saying? What's just a Poshab Shat in Rashi? Ki Urche Kochal, because it says in Poshab that the Nasata Kesef Babokar Batsoin, Ubayayin, Ubashenche. This has been the Gemara. Why did Gemara say Kevin the Kiurche Kocha? The Gemara means, because in Pasuk it says, Baboku Batsoin Vayayin Uvashecha. So what does Rashi mean? Anybody know? Some of you have Rashi. What does Rashi want? What's the translation of the Rashi?
Since when people do Maaser Sheni, they buy meat, they do other things, so it's within the parameters of normality. what he's doing. He's just doing a little more extreme, but it's still within order. So that's not enough. That doesn't show that he's going to be mamshich and more in that sense with the name.
I think it's plush trying to Rashi. No, Rashi's saying like this, but the Gemara said, if you have Moshe Mashashane, you do not have to buy Basar and Yayin, obviously. You could buy Paris, you could buy Kinoa, you could buy all kinds of things. You don't have to buy Basar and Yayin. So Rashi's learning up the Gemara, that the Gemara was kilu bothered. Why is he put over here? True, Achilas Mashashane is a mitzvah. But who asked him to buy Basar and Yayin? The Basar and Yayin already that he's doing because he's a glutton, he wants Basar and Yayin. So that Gemara held. So the Gemara thought that should yes be mimshuch. That is mimshuch. The Patur of mitzvah that a mitzvah is not mimshuch is not mimshuch. That he won't be it's not you know it's came with the mitzvah kosik. So it's like mimshuch. That's where the mitzvah is to eat basar yayin. So that he's eating basar yayin is because of a mitzvah, not because he says very little beside it. Here the chayes not that way. Here he eats had the mitzvah. He could eat chayes pasdog and the kidneys. Doesn't have to buy dafka basar v'yayin. That he went and he bought basar v'yayin. That's because of his timus. So even though it's a kiyum mitzvah, but the mitzvah didn't require basar v'yayin. So if the mitzvah doesn't require basar v'yayin, says the Gemara, so then it should yes be a mimshuch. He should yes be a ben sarah meir. He should be a ben sarah meir. Says the Gemara, no. The derech of ma'aser sheni, it's not required. But the derech of Ma'aser Sheni, the way the Torah says, is v'nasata kesef b'bokur b'tzoyin v'yayin v'shecher. The Torah itself, when it envisions Achilas Ma'aser Sheni, talks about basar and yayin. So the derech had to be mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni is with basar and yayin. Once it's the derech, so yes, there are cheaper ways to do the mitzvah. It's not mandatory, but nonetheless, normal way to mekayim mitzvah of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni is with basar and yayin. So it's already called that it's an Achilas mitzvah and he's potter. That's I think the taich about the Rebbe. That's the ivitaich. That's the translation of what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is telling me how he learned the Gemara. It's unambiguous. Rashi is telling me, I don't know what the Shmuel wanted. Rashi is telling me how he learned Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is learning came into Kiurche Ka'ochal. The Gemara is making just this point. Came into Kiurche Ka'ochal that this is the derech that Basar and Yayin is the way to be Mekayim. It's just Ma'aser Sheni. Because again, had that not been the case, had you been able to be Mekayim, it's just Ma'aser Sheni with cheaper foods, but with less gluttonous foods, and he chose on his own to eat basar, to take it, to do it with basar v'yayin, so Rashi also, that would be mimshuch.
Why change the lashon from the previous two cases? Why not say it's a
question? Okay, that's a stronger question than the previous case, from the previous Gemara, but we'll come to that in a second. What?
Because when you're old, this is a lesser chiddush in the case of past kenyos. In that case, there was a particular way to do the mitzvah. And he decided to go out of his way.
Yes, so chol is a kashi. But before we get to this kashi, maybe I want to point something out. It could be the Rashi Shikosov. The Rambam Shita is that Achilas Mitzvah is a kosov from Einenu Shemeh Bekaleinu. Yerushalmi, so I mentioned the other day. The Rambam learns that Achilas Mitzvah is a kosov. The Xeris HaKosov could be there's less welcome to say this. What's the difference? The Maestro and Achilas Mitzvah goes into the Xeris HaKosov. Rashi holds the Xeris HaKosov is only for Achilas Avera. Achilas Mitzvah is a svar that it's not Mimshach and Hashem Soifu in there. If it's a svara that it's not mimshuch, so Rashi holds maybe the Rashi learned up shat in the Gemara. The svara that it's not mimshuch is where the mitzvah is to eat basar v'yayin, but where the mitzvah doesn't require basar v'yayin, so then it is mimshuch. And that's what the Gemara here is addressing. So here there's no mitzvah to eat basar v'yayin. Says the Gemara, no, it's, in a sense there is, because the normative way to be mekayim mitzvah Ma'aser Sheni is with basar v'yayin. The male it's called that there's a mitzvah to eat basar v'yayin, so just you don't have to, but. But the normal way to do the mitzvah is basar and yayin. So maybe let's call this an achilas mitzvah, and he's pot. But the problem is, as you're pointing out, from the Gemara before. But the Gemara before said that Ibra Chayyish is also called an achilas mitzvah. It's also pot. Chayyish is an achilas mitzvah. And the Gemara is the fair is that by Ibra Chayyish you don't have to have basar v'yayin. Not only do you not have to have basar v'yayin, you're not supposed to have basar v'yayin. You're supposed to have pas dog and the kidneys. And the Gemara Taka asked before. What do you? You don't eat basar v'yayin. It's enough to have basar. You don't do the Sudas Ibrah Chayyish now with basar v'yayin. The Sudas Ibrah Chayyish is passed on to the kidney. So why is he potter? And the Gemara answered that nonetheless, soif kol soif came with the mitzvah kosik. Since they're being oisik in a mitzvah, so it's leim mimshecha. So you see the fairish from the Gemara before by Ibrah Chayyish that even though the mitzvah did not require basar v'yayin, the mitzvah, in fact, is not even happy with basar v'yayin. But nonetheless, bottom line is he's oisik in a mitzvah. So even though the basar v'yayin is on his own in the shidduch, But still, since he's Isaac b'mitzvah, it's not mimshach. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Why does he have to say that it's urchei? And if it would not be urchei, why don't I say if it's not urchei? Maybe the urchei of kipam ma'ashishen is pasdog and v'kidnius. But bottom line, so he chose to do both of the eye. But bottom line, it's b'mitzvah kosher. B'kitzur, what's the difference? Why over here does Gemara need a special svara that the derech of achilas ma'ashishen is both of the eye? Tell me, urchei, ma'ashishen is pasdog and v'kidnius, not both of the eye. But nonetheless, the mice, are you doing a mitzvah when you eat ma'aser sheni? You are. So the same thing by Yibra Chaydish. The mitzvah is not bosa the ayin, but you're doing a mitzvah, so you're potter.
The mitzvah itself of
ma'aser
sheni is the achila, and the mitzvah of Yibra Chaydish, you're involved in a suda, which is being farsing the fact that there's Yibra Chaydish. So you're involved in a suda, which is kolal that bosa v'yayin, yet you're not doing with the derech of the regular suda, but you're involved in a suda, you're still being a fire.
So maybe we can mechalik along, maybe we can mechalik that in the Gemara before by Ibra Chaydish, let's bear in mind the following. For the Achilles Mitzvah Gemara, you have to have two things. First of all, you have to have the eating Bosa V'yayin. You have to many things, on Mishalov and so on, but he has to eat Bosa V'yayin, but that's not enough. He has to eat Bosa V'yayin with a Chabura of Gula Srikim. So there has to be a chabura. He has to eat in a chabura, not just a chabura of sweetin, and he has to, of course, eat most of the yayin. So maybe we can say like this: that mitzvah could be mafkir one of those two things. If the achila is the mitzvah, if the achila is for the purpose of the mitzvah, so then the achila is not mitzvah. But for that, Rashi holds that it has to be that the achila's mitzvah is most of the yayin. If the achila's mitzvah would not be most of the yayin, then, and he chose to do Bosa V'yayin, then the Bosa V'yayin, that's his part. And therefore, that would, yes, be Mimshuch. And that's this Gemara here by Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni, what's the Ptur of Ma'aser Sheni? The Ptur of Ma'aser Sheni is that he's doing the mitzvah. After Ashi, in fact, the Gemara, what do you mean he's doing the mitzvah? He doesn't have to have Bosa V'yayin for the mitzvah. The Bosa V'yayin, that's his thing. So the Gemara answered, no, it's the Kevin Dechuyuchi. The Derech of Ma'aser Sheni is Bosa V'yayin. But had the Derech of Ma'aser Sheni not been Bosa V'yayin, and I would say the mitzvah is to eat potatoes. You don't have to have bosa v'yayin. The bosa v'yayin, that's his. So that's already yes mimshuch. That's this Gemara. The Gemara before, by Chabur Srikin, by the Gemara before, rather, by Yibra Chaydish, there, by Yibra Chaydish, the mitzvah lies primarily in the chibur, that they're eating mashenu, after we eat mashenu in private. No mitzvah to eat mashenu with other people. By Yibra Chaydish, the mitzvah is in the kibbutz. In fact, Rashi in the Mishnah stresses that. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Yibra Chaydish, b'minyin shoyu nikbotzim la'abra Chaydish. They're nikbotzim l'minyin to have the Suda Yibra Chaydish. There the mitzvah is in the Hischabrus. So the Gemara is far before is, if the Hischabrus is for a mitzvah, because it's if the Hischabrus is for a mitzvah, so that's mafkiyat, so then the Hischabrus is not mimshach. And that's enough to take off that it's not a mitzvah. There's two ways to take off the mitzvah. Mitzvah could work in two ways. The mitzvah could be that the achil is the mitzvah, but that's on condition that the mitzvah involves bosa v'yayin. If the mitzvah doesn't require bosa v'yayin, then that's not a p'tur. But then there's another oifen of p'tur, and that is that the chabur is shel mitzvah. There, his the chevreshaft with the shrikin, the social aspect of it, that is mischaber with the shrikin, that's the shem mitzvah. That's a mitzvah kosik. So mimhela, that's a different Torah, and that's the Gemara before, caving to be mitzvah kosik. Or, in other words, we can say the same word, maybe say it even more pashut. I think this first way maybe is more emes, but if you want, we can say it even more, we can say it with even fewer endings. We can say, in the case before by Yibra Chaydish, so let's say he's eating bosa v'yayin, and bosa v'yayin is not necessary for Yibra Chaydish, and maybe it's not even cold that he's eating. Maybe he's not even Mekayim Mitzvah Yibra Chaydish. But what are his friends eating? They're eating past dog and the kidneys. They're being Isaac and Yibra Chaydish. So his friends are being Isaac and Yibra Chaydish. So his friends now are out of the picture. Because anything that's called an Achilles Mitzvah is out of the picture of being part of the Achilles Mitzvah. So you take away his friends, it's just him. So he might be eating Bosa V'yayin, but without his friends, he's not Chayim. Mashenken over here, by the case of Ochel Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, doesn't say that his friends are eating Ma'aser Sheni. He's eating Ma'aser Sheni. The friends are eating their own food. So here, I have, the friends are in the picture. The friends are in the picture, because they're not eating Ma'aser Sheni. and he's in the picture because he's eating, and he's also in the picture because what he's eating, he doesn't have to eat Pasuk Yayin from Maaser Sheni.
Should have to be in the picture.
What?
It has to be a chabura. So
if
he's eating his own
thing. Right, but his friends are eating Basavayai. No, it's in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah is Ochel Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, that doesn't mean that his friends are eating Maaser Sheni. The friends are eating, they're eating their own Basavayai. Well, I don't know if they have to eat Basavayai, but the friends are eating with it, but they're not, I don't know, it doesn't say anywhere the friends have to eat Basavayai.
They're not friends by Maaser Sheni. It's just him, right?
No, no, by definition, we're talking about Mitzrayim Murray, it must be friends. If there were no friends, then it wouldn't be Mitzrayim Murray's place. So by definition, there's no chiv and sarimara if he eats by himself anyway, even if he eats chulin. And sarimara has to eat b'chabur shekul street, and he has to eat with his friends. So it's a given that we're talking about where he's eating with his friends, but it doesn't say that friends are eating maaser sheni. That doesn't say the friends are eating whatever they're eating. But he's potter because he's eating, his achila is an achilas mitzvah. Why is his achila achilas mitzvah? It's not basa hutz, the mitzvah doesn't require basa behind. So the mara says, no, the mitzvah does require, in a certain sense, the mitzvah does require basa behind, because that's the derech achilas maaser sheni. Ashamed in the Gemara before by Yibra Chaydesh. He's eating Basav Yayin. All right, so this mitzvah doesn't require Basav Yayin, but the friends are eating past dog and the kidneys, because otherwise it wouldn't be called the Suda of Yibra Chaydesh. From the fact that it's called Ochel Yibra Chaydesh, it must be the friends are eating past dog and the kidneys. If the friends are eating past dog and the kidneys, then they are being Isaac in the mitzvah. If they're Isaac in the mitzvah, they're out of the picture. So what do I care that he's eating Basav Yayin, which he didn't have to eat? But they're eating past dog and the kidneys. Whoever's eating past dog and the kidneys gets taken out of the picture. It's another way to say it. It's another route for the same place. Okay, so far maybe we have here, so I'm build up a picture. So we have here some halach here in Rashi and in the Gemara. How Rashi learned the Gemara. Rashi learned the Gemara came with the Urchei Peracha means that Maaser Sheni requires Basav Yayin. If Maaser Sheni didn't require Basav Yayin, then it would be Mimshuch. Because Maaser Sheni requires Basav Yayin, it doesn't mamash require, but it's Urchei. The derech of Maaser Sheni is Basav Yayin, so Mele it's called that it's an Achilas Mitzvah, and Achilas Mitzvah is Fah. I went about the Gemara before Be'ibra Achaydash, where he's eating Basav Yayin, and the Mitzvah only required past dog and the kidneys. So you have two rounds, two mahal from that, two possibility number one. But there it's different because the Chabur is the Shem Mitzvah. So even though maybe they doesn't have to eat Basav Yayin, but the Chabur is the Shem Mitzvah. Because they're being Mischaber Leminyan to be Ma'abed HaChadosh. So if the Chabur is the Shem Mitzvah, so there's no Chibur here of Srikim, because it's the Chabur of the Mitzvah. And that's why he's Potter. He's not Potter Mitzad the Achilo. He's Potter Mitzad the Chibur. The Chabur of the Mitzvah. The Chibur was the Shem Mitzvah. Or maybe you can say even without that, that the case is before by Pasdog, the case of Yerachadish is, yes, he's eating Basav Yayin, but the friends are eating Pasdog of the kidneys. If the friends are eating Pasdog of the kidneys, so the friends are out of the picture, because they're doing an Achilas Mitzvah. Once they're out of the picture, so he's not Chayim. Kach,
yeah, but that's what Ka'asik sounds like he is involved, and this word is
saying that
he's not involved.
Yeah, right. We'd have to say that they're being Isaac. Doesn't sound like favor them in Mitzvah Ka'asik. Lay Mimshach. Haven, this is cross. Yeah, maybe it's more mashma the first way. That, you know, maybe he doesn't have to eat Basav Yayin, but Lamais, he's being Isaac in the Chibur, he's together with them, they're Nischaber, the Dvar Mitzvah, so it's a Chabur the Mitzvah. The Chabur the Mitzvah is part of it because the Chibur is the Mitzvah. So it comes out two different things. By Yibra HaChadosh, the Ptur is because the Chibur is the Mitzvah. By Maaser Sheni, the Ptur is because the Achil itself is the Mitzvah. Not the Chibur, there's no Chibur Maaser Sheni. I thought maybe this also helps in the Gemara before that. We'll work backwards here.
Do you Rashi on the mission also? Because Rashi says the Chabur's mitzvah is dafka b'seudas mitzvah, or the Yibra Chodesh is tangential. Gam sham hayos m'seudas. It's the Chibur's
name. Right. Yeah, Mechari. Gam sham hayos m'seudas. Seudas mitzvah. I'm going to come back to that Rashi, but seudas mitzvah. Let's go back to the previous Gemara. The Gemara said, Ochel b'chabur's mitzvah. Amr Rabbi Abba, ain't a chayv at sheyochel bechabur shekula strikim. V'yohanan p'nan ochel bechaburis mitzvah ain't a nasib and soyer meir. Time in a mitzvah, a lav mitzvah, af agav the lav kula strikim. Hokum ashmalo, the af agav the kula strikim came in a mitzvah kosik le mimshuch. That was the first Gemara in this triad of Gemara. So at the time we read the Gemara, we grappled with the fact that the Gemara's question in the first place is hard to understand. What was the worst kasha? The Teretz is obvious. There's two different halachas. There's one halacha that you need a chabur shikul shikin. There's another halacha that achilas mitzvah is potter. Why did the Gemara even think? The ma'aseh Gemara's Teretz is, that's really the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is one thing has nothing to do with the other. There's one din of chabur that in order to be chayv you need a chabur shikul shikin. There's another halacha that achilas mitzvah is potter. And you add them up together, it means that if you ate the chabur shikul shikin, but it was an achilas mitzvah, so you're potter. Like, why did the Gemara think in the first place that it's even that there's even a tension between the two halachas? So, in the light of what we're saying, it looks like this. What's the case of Chaburis Mitzvah? Ochel b'Chaburis Mitzvah. So Rashi said in the Mishnah that he ate in a Sudas Mitzvah. Ochel b'Sudas Mitzvah. B'Chaburis Mitzvah, Rashi, is a Sudas Mitzvah. Usually, what's a Sudas Mitzvah? What's an example of a Sudas Mitzvah? Suda Baya. No, usually Sudas Mitzvah, we talk about Sudas Mitzvah as a Suda Baya. A Chasna, of course, is a Sudas Mitzvah. Or a Suda Baya Bris. Sudah by Pinyan Aben. Those are Sudas Mitzvah. Nil Chasabe is talking about Sudas Mitzvah as opposed to Sudas Mitzvah. That's what you mean, a Sudah by to celebrate a Mitzvah. In a Sudas Mitzvah, that's how Rashi, we'll see in a minute, but if that's how Rashi using the term Sudas Mitzvah, so where is the Mitzvah? Is the Mitzvah in the Achil itself? You go to a Brisman, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. What's the Mitzvah? What's the Mitzvah Shabbai? Is the Mitzvah the food? The food is an Achil, it's an Achilas Mitzvah. By Sudas Mitzvah, the mitzvah is in the celebration, in this chabos. That means mischaber l'shem reyus. That means mischaber l'shem to celebrate a mitzvah. So it's not so much the food itself; it's the chibur l'shem mitzvah. They're coming together to celebrate a mitzvah. So let's say that the p'tur therefore of chaburis mitzvah is not so much because the food is a mitzvah. Hard to hear that, you know, you go to a bris. The food is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the. The mitzvah is the occasion. It's like the ischabrus is l'shem mitzvah, and that part is a mitzvah meira, because a mitzvah meira his ischabrus can't be l'shem mitzvah. No, it's a given. Mitzvah meira is not eating by himself; he's eating with friends. So the Hischabers has to be not L'Shem Mitzvah. They have to be Mischaber L'Shem, not L'Shem Mitzvah. That's what it says in this halacha of Sudas Mitzvah. Because the point that I want to bring out is Sudas Mitzvah normally, it's not the Achila that's the Mitzvah. It's the Hischabers that's the Mitzvah. If we take the Rashi at face value, the Sudas Mitzvah. So, Frank the Gemara, so you're telling me that in order to be, that in order to be off the hook, then Sari Mara has to be that his Sudah was with his Hischabers L'Shem Mitzvah. It's the other extreme. In order to be chayav, the Mitzvah Yomayra has to be mischaber with shrikan. That means the hischabers has to be l'shem ha'ulus. So here we have two different extremes. We cut out the middle. Here you're telling me, the Mishnah says that if the hischabers is l'shem mitzvah, then the Mitzvah Yomayra is potter. But we have another extreme that says that he's only chayav if the hischabers is l'shem aver. It's chabur shikul shrikan. That's a steer because you cut out the middle. What is it if it was amasudas mereis? So the Gemara answers, no, it's mishachas lo that you have a chabur shikula shrikin, but they were mischaber l'shem mitzvah. And in such a case, it's lemim shuch. That's the Gemara's teretz. But even in the chabros, you can have a case where the shrikin were mischaber l'shem mitzvah. At the point, the Gemara's the havmin in the Gemara makes much more sense if we understand that sudas mitzvah means the hischabros of l'shem mitzvah as opposed to the achila being l'shem mitzvah. And that brings out this idea that there's such a thing of a hischabros l'shem mitzvah that also patters. So by Sudas Mitzvah, there's Chavos L'Shem Mitzvah. That's what Patas. By Yibra Chodesh also, it's not the Achilah because Achilah is Bosav Yayin, and Bosav Yayin is really not the right, not the menu for Yibra Chodesh. So where's the Ptur? The Ptur lies in the Chavos L'Shem Mitzvah. That's the Gemara before about Pas Dog and the kidney. Yes, he's eating Pas Dog and he's eating Bosav Yayin. That's not the supposed thing he's supposed to eat by Yibra Chodesh. And the Eishlis Tapekif is even Makai Mitzvah Yibra Chodesh. He's eating the wrong thing, but it doesn't matter. All the Chaverim over there are being Isaac. The Chibur over there is the Shem Yibra Chodesh. Other people are eating past dog and kidneys. The chibur is there is the shem yibra chaydish. So in Mela, I have the p'tur that this chavrus was the shem. This chavrus was the shem mitzvah. Now the Gemara comes to a case of Maisa Sheni. By Maisa Sheni, this chavrus wasn't the shem mitzvah. He's eating Maisa Sheni. The other people there aren't eating Maisa Sheni. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that they're all eating Maisa Sheni. By yibra chaydish, by definition, they're all doing the sudas yibra chaydish. Here, ochal Maisa Sheni vishlayim, but the other people with him, they're not eating Maisa Sheni. So here, and even if they were, but there's no chavrus the shem mitzvah because Maisa Sheni is not eating the chavur. So here already the Patur must be Mitzad Yachil itself. Mitzad Yachil itself. Who told him to eat Basar V'Yayin? Says the Moriah, came the Kiruch HaKachal. The Torah says it's Babakar Batsayin V'Yayin. The normal way to be Mekayim is Mitzvah Shasheni is Taku with Basar V'Yayin. But if that would not be true, then he would be Chayim, because the Yachil is not a Mitzvah. And this Chavis is for sure not a Mitzvah. And that's this Gemara. However, Chayim is still a problem. The Gemara says, let's go down a little bit more, we'll skip a little bit. The Gemara says, Ochel Dover Shul Mitzvah V'Dvar Aveira, Dvar Mitzvah Tanchumei Aveilim, Dvar Aveira Tainas Tzibur. Says Rashi, La'asuyah Tanchumei Aveilim, Rashi apparently had the gear to La'asuyah Tanchumei Aveilim. The mission said Dvar Mitzvah, what's extra over here that we didn't already say? La'asuyah Tanchumei Aveilim. So Rashi explains, what's the chiddush of Tanchumei Aveilim? Afagav the takanta berabonu bi'almu. Dime reisha, if I only had the reisha of ochel besudas mitzvah, ochel the chaburis mitzvah rather, says Rashi, hava mina chaburis mitzvah hainu koinim sha'ichlim kodshim oi psochim. So it says the Chorinat Rashi that the case of chaburis mitzvah is not stam besudas mitzvah by a bris. The case of besudas mitzvah, or at least before I know them come available, the case of besudas mitzvah is koinim shoychum kolchim, or karban pesach. So then achil itself is a mitzvah. So it's not a kasha so much on everything that I said today, but it's a kasha on the last thing that I said today about that first gemara, where the gemara is the kasha ochel b'chabur's mitzvah. So gemara says, how does that stem with the gemara about kulus fikin? So we didn't understand what's the having of the gemara. So I just finished explaining. The tenting was the gemara the chabur's mitzvah means it's like a sudas mitzvah. It's the chabur that's the mitzvah, not the achil itself. I thought that's attention to the Gemara, to the idea of Srikim. The piece that I just explained, I'm asking now just on the last piece. Everything else is still in place. But on that last piece, which is on the first Gemara, that the Gemara understood that Chaburis Mitzvah means Sudas Mitzvah. And the Sudas Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is the Ischabros, not the Achil itself. And that's why the Gemara thought it's a steer to Chaburis Shukulu Srikim. Because on the one hand, because you're cutting out the middle, on the one hand, you're saying you need that in order to be Chiv, you need to have a Chabura, a Chibur L'Shem Srikim. And on the other hand, the Mishnah says that in order to be potter, you have to have a chabur l'shem mitzvah. I think more answers, you can have strikin l'shem mitzvah, and so there is something to be left out in the Mishnah. But here I now see that that's not pshat in chabur's mitzvah. Chabur's mitzvah means korban pesach, or kainim sha'ichun kochim, cases where the achil itself is mamish an achil of mitzvah. So if that's the case, what does anyone want from chabur shikul l'shikin? So we could say that it's just a halamina. But Rashi Loshen, Tzalka Daituch, that if I wouldn't know about Tanchumi Aveilim, so Hava Mino that Chaburis Mitzvahs Koinim Shaychum Kodshim or Achilles Kochim. But now that I know Tanchumi Aveilim, so then Chaburis Mitzvah could also mean any kind of Sudis Mitzvah. But Tanchumi Aveilim also, the Achilles is not the Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah to eat the food. The Mitzvah is to be Menachem the Obel, the Menachem the Obel around the food. So now that the mission is Machadish, the Tanchumi Aveilim is also Potter. So now I read that back into Chaburis Mitzvah. The Chaburis Mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean Achilles Kodshim. Chaburis Mitzvah also means, like Rashi really said in the Mitzvahs, the Rashi in the Mishnah said Chaburis Mitzvah means Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah. You say Koinim Shoichlim Kodshim. It says Koinim Shoichlim Kodshim is only before I know Tanchumi Aveilim. But now that it says Tanchumi Aveilim, that's Megala back on the Shach and Chaburis Mitzvah. That's number one. Yeah.
Maybe you can say that Rashi chose specifically these two. That Karban Pesach is something which specifically needs a Chabura. And by
Kohanim,
why does he
Kohanim
say a regular
meaning? Oh, very good, very good. So let me go through this in one degree. So Kohanim, we could say, maybe we could say even Oysa. I'll say it even more with a Kasha. Rav Shmuel brings a Kasha from the Rav Shalva. Brings from the Rebbe Cheskel, brings a Kasha from the Rav Shalva. The Rav Shalva asked, how could a Ben Sayer Meira be eating Karban Pesach? A Ben Sayer Meira has to be Boshul V'lai Boshul. And by Karban Pesach, there's a din of al seichlu b'menu no. It has to be, can't be raw. And Rashi says in Tzachim, Dach Memalef, that no means sleeve aimedly. Not totally raw. It means it's roasted, but not fully roasted. So Karban Pesach has to be fully roasted. And Tzayim Mara has to be boshel leinu, boshel v'leinu boshel. So how can Rashi say that the case of Tzayim Mara was b'chavuris mitzvah is that he's eating a Karban Pesach? So Shmuel says that you have to say that Rashi doesn't mean that he's eating a Korban Pesach. He's eating his own Basar V'Yayin. the chabur is eating a korban pesach. And why is he potter? Because it's a chabur de mitzvah. At the end of the day, it's a chabur de mitzvah. It's not a drabon. That's why Rashi says I would have thought it's only by the chiddush of Tanchumi Avelim is that it's only a drabon. But Akapon, in the case of Korban Pesach, is that they're eating Korban Pesach and he's eating Bosa Vihai. But he's part because the chabur is mitzvah. And here we have to add, why is it the chabur is mitzvah? He's not part of the chabur. So what? But their chabur is the chabur is mitzvah. And Nori Vichayev, he has to eat the chabur Shikula Shikim. So since their chabur is the chabur of the mitzvah, so he's on the outside, he's eating his own Bosa Vihai. But they're eating Korban Pesach. So Mela, the chibur, their chibur, he's on the outside, but their chibur is the Shem Mitzvah. So Mela, he's part. That's what Shmuel says. So that's the case. So then we're good. So then it comes out that even this case, even Rashi's case, okay, it's even a raya this one. That chabur de mitzvah doesn't mean that the achil is a mitzvah. He's not even carbon pesach. Chabur de mitzvah means that the chibur is l'shem mitzvah, and that's the pter of and that's gemara geshmak in the gemara before. About kula srikin, like we said before. I thought on himself. Rashi says that the next case in Rashi is one was the case of Korban Pesach, and the second case in Rashi was Koyanim Sha'ichlim Kodshim. So, Chorah is over here. So, Chorah is Rashi in the Rambam, many places. The Torah says that Ochl Oysim Asher Kupavon. The Ochl Oysim Asher Kupavon. So, we learn out from there that the Achilles Kodshim, we learn out from there that the Achilles Kodshim is part of the Mitzvah Sakarma. There's a mitzvah of Achilles Kodshim, it's part of the kapar of the carbon. That's dinim. The Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, was that only said by kodshim when the kohenim are eating the carbon? Or does it apply even by kodshim kalim when the bialim are eating the carbon? Shitas Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Heites is that it's only the kohenim. Kohenim have a mitzvah of Achilles and Sheikh Kukuba. But Achilles Kodshim kalim is not a mitzvah sase. Because the dinim of the carbon has to be eaten. There's no mitzvah achil and kachim kalim. And Shitas Rashi in Pesachim Daf Mutasim at Aleph and elsewhere as well, I believe, is that the mitzvah of ochlosim asher kupam is even by kachim kalim. The Biskrov says a very interesting book. Say from the Biskrov that the pasuk itself, what's the yisoid hamachlokes? What's the shorash hamachlokes? The pasuk itself of Ochlo Isam Asher Kupa Behem is in Parshas Tzav in regard to the Miluim. By the Miluim were eaten by Aaron and Bonov, but the Avodah was done by Moshe. So the Rambam held it's a case of Kohenim Eichlin. So it's only limited to Kohenim Eichlin. And Rashi held that the Kohenim there were not eating with Torah's Kohenim, they were eating with Torah's Bailim. So it's a case of Bailim Eichlin, so it applies even to Kachim Kalim. That's the Biskrov. Anyway, the Rashi Shita is that it's even by Kachim Kalim. The mitzvah Sachil is Kachim is even by Kachim Kalim. So why did the Rashi only say Kainim? That is another question also. How does the Ben Sarah Mara eating Basar Kachim? How exactly does this work? He stole money from his father. What did he do? He bought Kachim. But he bought Kachim Kalim from somebody. Bought kachim kalim. I don't even know if that's a mitzvah. He's not a bialim. I mean, he bought the carbon. We'll say like we said before by Ma'aseh Sheni. It's after Yishin Shinir Shus. He bought the even if that would work. Yishin Shinir Shus. He's not the bialim doing kapara. That's for sure.
Why can't he be a kohen?
What?
He can't be a kohen. That's
our word. No, but he has to steal money Mishal Olav and buy Basar Vihai. So how did he buy Basar kachim? Even if we'll say a case with Yish and Shinir Shus that he was somehow able to buy, and Kachin Kalim is also Shalif, it's Mamma Gavoya, Mamma Bailam, Machaikas. Let's say it's going with Mamma Kachin Kalim is Mamma Bailam. So he could buy Basu Shalom.
Why, if he's a coin, could he not buy meat from another coin? Steal money from his father and buy meat from a coin which had it from a different carbon.
You mean if he's a coin, he stole money and he bought.
From another coin.
So now he's eating at the terrorist coin. And maybe that isn't actually the mitzvah, because even though he's not a bialim, but here he's a kohen. I don't think you can buy a kohen. Kachim for sure you can't buy. Right, you can't buy Kachi Kachim. Even if you buy Kachim Kalim, you can't buy Kachi Kachim. Nobody says that. Kachi Kachim for sure not Mamun Bayit. So I don't think you can do that. You can't go and buy somebody's Kayan's Chalik in the carbon. I don't think so. I don't maybe I'm missing a deal, but I don't think you could do that. Kachi Kachim is Kayan Shulchan Gavayat Bazo. I don't think that you could just go, I don't think you could buy it. Very hard for me to envision a case over here. Okay, we made it even worse, because the mice, the case is Kachi Kachim. Kachi Kachim, for sure you can't buy. So the hechad, the case has to be, Al Derecho Shmuel said, he's not eating karbanos. They're eating karbanos. He's eating Vasa V'yayim that he stole from the, that he bought, stole the money from the bottom. But the other people there are eating karbanos. But the Ptur is, because it's a Chabur the Mitzvah. They're being Leisik the Mitzvah. They're his Chabrus, the Shem Achilles Mitzvah. So if that's the case, I thought maybe there's a Rebbe here also. That's why Rashi needs a case of Kachi Kachim, Kachim Shoichlim, not a case of Bailim. Because by Bailim is nothing Chabur. If you have a lot of people eating Kachi Kachim Kalim, there's no, this Chabur is not L'shem Mitzvah. So at the end of the day, it's a Chabur of Shikim. So why is he Potter? By Kachim, there's a Din of Chabur because the Kachim are Mechalik and the Mischalik in the Karbon. There's a carpet in the Kayan of Mishmer, they have a girl and they're mischalic and they're mischalic in the carpet. So there is a chabur. So we need over here, the two over here is not mitzad the achila. He's not eating the carbon. It's hard to imagine a case where he's eating the carbon. He's not eating the carbon. They're eating the carbon. Same thing as the carbon pesach. They're eating the carbon pesach. They're eating the carbon. But it's called ochel b'sudas mitzvah. Notice he went to a sudas mitzvah. That's what I said in the Mishnah, sudas mitzvah. Chabur de mitzvah, that's the lashon of the Gemara. The lashon of the Mishnah is ochel bechabur is mitzvah. Right? Chabur is mitzvah means a sudas mitzvah. Dvarim kipshutim. It means he went, it's like somebody went to a bris and he sat down there and he took out his bosa v'yayin and he's eating bosa v'yayin. But the p'tur is that he's sitting at a sudas mitzvah. So over here also, and he has to sit with the chabur shekul shrik, and that's not a sudas mitzvah. So here the same thing by Karmen Pesach and Kachim. It doesn't mean that he's eating Kachim. How does he use the stolen money to buy Kachim? And it doesn't mean that he's eating the Karmen Pesach. He has to eat Sli, he has to eat Boshul, and they have to eat Sli and not Nut. And if he's eating Nut, then it's an Averech, because Averech is altogether. The case is they're eating the Karmen, they're eating the Karmen Pesach, they're eating the Shlamim, but it's a Chabur's Mitzvah, because there they were Mischaber L'Shem Achilles HaPesach. They were Mischaber L'Shem Achilles HaKarmen. So in Mele, it's called Ochel B'Chabur's Mitzvah. It's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Ochel B'Chabur's Mitzvah. It says Rashi, there's Sudas Mitzvah. He's sitting down at a Sudas Mitzvah. He's not eating from the Karmen Pesach, but he's sitting at a Sudas Mitzvah. So it lacks in the Chabur Shikul Shrikin. Because all of the Shrikin over there are being Oisik in a Chabur the Mitzvah. And it's like Mimshacha. That's why Rashi had to say a case of Kainim. Because by a case of Kachim Kalim, it's not a Chabur the Mitzvah. Because by Kachim Kalim, each person's eating this note, then they have to be Mischaber to eat the Kachim Kalim. And if they were Mischaber, they were Mischaber al Shrikin. So that's not a Chabur the Mitzvah, that's a Chabur. Because a guy comes, the Ben Soyer Murray gets together with his friends, the Shrikin, and he's eating regular Bosa V'yayin, and they're eating Kachim Kalim. So he'd be Chayiv. Why should he be Potter? His Achil is not Achil is Mitzvah, and the Chabur over there is not a Chabur the Mitzvah, because Kachim Kalim per se don't require a Chabur. So he's with Chabur with Shrikin, and he's eating Chulim, so why should he be? So he's Haka Chayiv.
Why are they Shrikin? Let's say they're Slam guys.
No, but the case by definition, Ben Soyer Murray has to be Shrikin, otherwise he's not a Ben Soyer Murray. He's only ain't a chayav shi'ochel b'chabur shi'kul shi'kin. That's the din of Mitzrayim.
You wouldn't need
to.
If it's still
kachim
kalim, it'd still be. Potter.
Why? If he sat down with chabur shi'kul shi'kin, which
no,
is always.
No, they're not shi'kin.
No, then forget everything else. Forget the kachim kalim. Even if it's chulin, he's potter. Then it's not a Mitzrayim.
I mean,
the case is given in the case
where he would be.
Right, the case of Mitzrayim. He's only potter because it's a chabur in the mitzvah. If they're not shi'kin, he's potter because they're not shi'kin. So it's a given if the case is that he's sitting with chabur shi'kul shi'kin. So if he's sitting in the chabur shi'kul shi'kin, he's eating chulin. They're eating kachim kalim. So he's not a chayav. What's missing? My mikvah is a chaser. He's eating chulin. It's not a chilis mitzvah. The chibur is not a chibur of mitzvah. So he's taka chayav. The case is no. It's kachi kachim. Koyinim shayuchlim kachim. So that's really a chabur of the mitzvah because the koyinim are mischalik in the carbon. Or carbon pesach. Carbon pesach has to be nechel b'chabur. Vayis echad yochel. So the chabur is a chabur of the mitzvah. Not that he's eating carbon pesach. He's eating basur v'yayin. Let's say basur v'lay basur. He's eating his own basur v'yayin. The stolen basur v'yayin. But the p'tur is that it's a chabur de mitzvah. The p'tur is the chabur, the chibur is a chabur de mitzvah.
So why? Just to clarify, why can't it be
kachi
kalim? Why can't it be Kohanim are not considered going together when it's Kachim Kalim?
Why would Kohanim be? Kachim Kalim means that the battle unit. Shlomim and all.
Even Shlomim, when the Kohanim eat from Shlomim or from.
I don't eat from Shlomim, the battle eat from the Shlomim.
Kachim
Kalim and Echel Kohanim. Some Kachim Kalim just burnt on the Mizbech. But Kachim Kalim that are eaten, if they're eaten at all, they're eaten by the Kohanim and the Azar.
The Kohanim don't get any. This is my own ignorance.
Yeah.
So the Kohanim don't get anything from the Kachim Kalim.
Rabbi Kutzman, they do have a Chinuch.
They get the from the Kachim Kalim?
They don't get the Chaz V'Shalom.
They don't get any.
They
yeah, it's technically the Chaz V'Shalom, but that's not the case. So that's
well, my only point is since Rashi doesn't say Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kalim. So maybe just talking about specifically, if it didn't Kohanim, when Kohanim eat, then automatically, why were they? Who's he? He didn't own the carbon. He's getting it because he's a Kohen, and now he joins together with the Mesa Mekashi. Every one of the owners is unique. They're not joined together. So it's not a din kachim kachim as much as it's a din kohanim. Whenever kohanim eat their karbanos.
Yeah, whatever. It's not kohanim. It's that they're eating because they're mechalif the carbon.
Right.
So there's
yeah,
a chabur.
Even within a kachim kachim. That's what it's.
Yeah, in the Chazal Shach, they're also mechalik the mechalik among the Kohanim. The point is, the Kohanim and Mishma are mechalik in the carbon. So that's called the eating of the Chabura. Hashem gave us a Kachim Kalim, and there's no Ischabur. But Kachri Kach, I don't think he's eating Kalim Kachim. I don't think he's eating Kachim. He's eating Stabos of the Yai. But the Ptur is because of the Chabur. So this all conduces to the same. So it comes out now, all we have. So I think this really strengthens the whole case. That it comes out now that the Seder Advarim in the three sugyas, we have the sugya about the Chabur. The Mishnah had three cases: Chabur's mitzvah, Dibur HaChodesh, and Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim. Those were the three cases in the Mishnah. Now we have three sugyas. We have the sugya about Chabur the mitzvah, which the Gemara asked, "What do you mean? You need Chabur Shekula Srikin?" So we cut out the middle. The Gemara answered, "No, Chabur Shekula Srikin that if they ate L'shem Mitzvah, so it's Loi Mishuch." That was the first sugya. Then we had the sugya about Dibur HaChodesh. The Gemara talks about Pasdogim and Kitniyos. Then we had the Gemara about Ma'aser Sheni that came in the Kiurche Ka'acha. So now the Hemshech HaDvarim is the first two cases, Chabur's Mitzvah and Ibra HaChodesh, are cases where the Ptur is because the Chabur is the Mitzvah. You know, if it's Kalim Sharechim Kalshim, or if it's Karbon Pesach, or if it's Tamasudis Mitzvah, the Ptur is not in the food that he's eating. He's not eating the Karbon Pesach. He's not eating from the Karbon. He's eating the Bas of Yayin that he bought with the stolen money. But the Chabur is the Chabur of the Mitzvah. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Chabur of the Mitzvah, Lashon Rashi, Sudas Mitzvah. So the Ptur is the Chabur is the Chabur of Mitzvah. So on that, the Gemara says, he's telling me that it's only, he's potter because it's a Chabur of the Mitzvah. It sounds like it was Tamas Sudas Mareya Subichayev. But didn't we say that you need a Chabur Shekul Srikin? It has to be the other extreme in order to be Chayev. That's what a Sudas Mareya is, but a Chibur of Srikin. So the Gemara answers, that's true, but the Mishnah is telling me that even the Srikin, if they were Mishabul Shem Mitzvah, it's Le Mimshach. That was the first sugi. Then you have the sugi of Ibra Chaydish, also talking about a chabur de mitzvah. The Ptur is mitzvah, the chibur. Practically tomorrow, 1 second. He's eating basar, he's eating basar v'yayim. They're eating padog and v'kifniyot. So it's not really, he's not really participating. Well, that's okay with the kashas. Either he's not participating in the Ibra Chaydish, or he's not, or even if he is, but the extra basar v'yayim is certainly on his cheshbon, his zol v'sayveh. The more answer doesn't matter. But the chabura was a chabura of mitzvah, came in the mitzvah kosik. They're certainly being Isaac in a mitzvah, so maybe he's potter. What was the Mars? Didn't we already know the other from the first case? The case of chabur in the mitzvah, if it's talking about achilas kodshim, or if it's talking about karbon pesach, so he's also not really participating in the mitzvah. But still, it's a chabur in the mitzvah. They're a chabur in the mitzvah, so he's potter. What's the worst kash of Ibra Chodesh? He's eating yayin. They're eating pasdog and the kidney, so it's exactly the same as Karban Pesach and Kalim Shaychum Kachin. So what was the worst havamino by Ibra Chodesh? Ibra Chodesh, he's eating bus of yayin, supposed to eat pasdog and the kidney. Yeah, so not any better than, why not any worse than the case before about Karban Pesach and Kalim Shaychum Kachin? So what was the worst havamino to ask? You know, if he's not eating past dog and the kidneys, so yeah, he's not eating carbon pesach either, but still called the chabur of the mitzvah. Which is the Gemara's tarsh, but what's that happening?
It's a chibur de rabbanim. You only have an achila de rabbanim from Tantchum Yavelim here now.
Yeah, the Gemara's not mashma, that's the issue. The Gemara's mashma, the issue is that he's not eating past dog and the kidneys. Yeah, and the Gemara thought the Ptur is because he's eating from this, from the Ibra Chodesh. Why? The Ptur is because of the chibur. Yeah, which is the Gemara's Peres, but what is the Gemara's Hamid? That was already true in the first case. The case of Chabur, the mitzvah, is also that way. He's not eating the mitzvah. He's not eating the Korban Pesach. He's only sitting with other people eating the Korban Pesach. So what does the Gemara want from Ibra HaChodesh? What's shared by Ibra HaChodesh?
Comes on to the Achila itself because it assumes that Chibur the Rabbana wouldn't be enough. He's only a Pesach.
Because the Rabbana thought that Chibur the Rabbana is not enough. So
that's why it comes on to the
Achila. I don't know. I think that's the taste of it. Doesn't the Marsha say that?
That wasn't the Gemara's point in the first case. Like, I wasn't focusing on that at all. It's true, put it in the first case in the assumption of it, but I was focusing on cutting out the middle as opposed to Gemara on being
the right, but the Gemara should have had to already in the first case. Maybe it's like this. In the first case, we could have gotten out of the problem by saying that maybe the case of mitzvah is like Tanchumi Avel, where he is participating. Now that we know Yibra Chodesh, we don't have to say that. We can say that it's talking about Korban Pesach, and then we need the case of Tanchumi Avelim to be made exclusively. Ma'aseh Tanchumi Avelim also going to have to be possibly out. But Yai may be yet. No Sheikh Eloi, but the Yai may be Nefesh. Maybe they give him Yai, but not Bosom. I don't know, just include that, I don't know. But at the bottom, let's just finish off the thread. So that's the thing, the three sugyas, that's the mahal. The first two gemara, the first case was chabur the mitzvah. So the Torah is inside, there's chabur of mitzvah. And that's the most kasha from Shrikan. Where is the Paris? Then we have the case of Ibra HaChodesh, the Gemara asks, but he's not participating in the Suda Ibra HaChodesh. The Torah says he doesn't have to participate in the Suda Ibra HaChodesh. But they're participating in the Suda Ibra HaChodesh. Maybe it lacks in the Chabur, in the Chibur, because their Chibur is a Chibur in the Mitzvah. And then we have the Gemara by Maisa Sheni already, the Torah is hakanitz at the Chibur. Because the Chibur is not the Shem Mitzvah. He's eating Maisa Sheni, nobody else is eating Maisa Sheni. And even if they are, it's not a Chibur in the Mitzvah, because no, they're Chabur by Maisa Sheni. So there the Torah must be, because the Achil itself is an Achil in the Mitzvah. So there the Gemara has to explain, why is it Achil in the Mitzvah? Who asked them to eat Bosu B'yai? So the Gemara says, no, okay, the derech of Achil is Maisa Sheni, is that the Bosu B'yai? Come. Okay, so far it's all good. This one, the Kuddish, will show by the Kuddish. What was the Gemara's having with our Chiddush? It's already, we already know the Chiddush from the case of Chabur in the Mitzvah. Okay, yeah, that's good.
In the first case, you haven't specifically disassociated yourself with the you're not even eating kosher or whatever. You're not even eating a kosher. So it's not like you're not part of it. So you're there, and they're doing their mitzvah, so you're not part of it. As opposed to in the case with the Gemara Chodesh, as Al said, come ain olden Ella with Pasuk with kid. You came, no. So now you're clearly not part of the group. You've shown yourself.
The Chayra, even by the case of the Korban Pesach, you're not part of the group either.
You're not
because
not
they're established the Shem Mitzvah. So therefore, you don't have the Chabur Shkul Shigim. But you're not part of the Chabur of the Pesach. How could you be part of the Chabur of the Pesach? You're not even part of the Pesach. How can you imagine just by being there at this, okay, you're asking the Manishtan, like, what exactly are you doing there to be part of the Chabur of the Pesach? It's hard for me to see that.
That was it's like they said don't come up, but I hear it.
Maybe it's a big chiddush because at least they're also eating meat. So you're mischabed the boss of the yayin. Here, you're actually not eating the same dressing, the same menu as them. Maybe that's a bigger lack of chibur.
But even if it's a lack of chibur, though, aren't you then stranded by yourself, and then either way you're not going to be fine?
Said, why do we have a bigger habit? You know, what was the kasha by the Rechayim? Why do we already know?
Even if you're not mechubur to them, like either way, like I don't think it was a davar pasha, but Rebbe just keeps saying it, and I look at the Rambam also makes it sound like a davar pasha. Then when the Gemara says that you need to be with a chabur, that's bad. I thought that was just
because if any one of them is good, then that would mess you up. But in a hanami, if you were to eat by yourself, that would also be enough. Right, so Rabbi's clearly been exactly. You need to actually be with a chabur that's bet. Right. So over here, so once they're already involved in the mitzvah, once you're not part of them, aren't you automatically patur anyhow, regardless of whether they're doing a mitzvah? You're
that's what I'm saying.
To them, right?
No, because they're doing. You are eating with them, but since they're eating with Shem Mitzvah, so their chibur is with Shem Mitzvah. So now you don't have the chibur of. Because their chibur is Hashem Mitzvah, so now it's like Mitzvah. But their chibur is Hashem
Mitzvah. What's that do with you? Why are you not going to be Mamshech? Just because some other people are.
Because part of being Mamshech is that you need a Chabur Shikulus Rik. You need together with Kulus Rik.
That's the only time.
You have to be at the party. And here, it lacks in the party because they're doing a Pramuzah.